Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
From Labradoodles to Cronuts, the world loves a hybrid. So today, businesses are taking a smarter hybrid cloud approach using the tools, platform, and expertise of IBM. The world is going hybrid with IBM. Visit ibm.com/hybridcloud.
And we're happy to have Vince Coleman here on the show, former Rookie of the Year, of course, great with the St. Louis Cardinals, New York Mets. And Vince, thanks so much for being part of the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Great to be seen here in lovely California, San Diego.
All right. Before we get into baseball here, I know that you're a very big football fan as well, and big fantasy week for me. I got to make some really big decisions. I may have to lean on you for these.
A lot of people don't realize that how I was submitted to go to college was on a football scholarship. You know, out of high school, I walked on, didn't really have a college to go to, but my mom told me I wasn't going to be a product of my environment. So you're going to school, boy. So while I was there, I say, okay, I'll walk on the football team. And I tried out for the football team, and I became All-American punter place kicker. I had a cousin in the pros, Greg Coleman, that punted for the Vikings for like 10 years, and I was following his footsteps. And that was my inspiration, is to be a punter and place kicker. I was brought into camp in 1982 by the Washington Redskins. Bobby Bethett was the GM, but when I made a mistake when I got there, I ran back-to-back 4.29 40-yard dashes, and he was going to make me a wide receiver. And I said, well, you got to let me punt a little bit there. But in 1982, they had a kid named Jeff Hayes that went on to win the Super Bowl that year, and he was a punter. He averaged 36 yards, and I always say that if I had was given an opportunity to punt, because I carried a 43-yard average, in college, but never got that chance to really play in the pros. But that was my ambition, was just to be a punter in the NFL. So I'm a big football fan, and so I watch football every day religiously on the weekend. So, you know, you having that fantasy camp, that fantasy league there, you know, so I would love to be a part of it one day. So keep me posted.
No, I will. I'll get you in the league for sure. One of our leagues next year, no doubt about that. You know, in fantasy baseball is very popular as well, and I got to say, historically speaking, I mean, there was Ricky Henderson, and then there was you in terms of stealing bases. And honestly, you took that thing to the
only because Ricky was in the league before me. It was Ricky, then me. You know, yeah. Then I kind of caught up with him.
Yeah, but come on, but you took stealing to the next level. And so this is what everybody wants to know in the reality of baseball and why you're not coaching this. I don't know, and I don't get it. No one wants to steal anymore. No one's interested in it. Year to year basis, it doesn't happen. Don't look at me like that. It's going away. No one. Forget about stealing 100 bases. That's long gone. That's long gone. But we can't even find guys to steal us on a consistent basis 40. Like, there's one guy or two guys, and the days of that are just gone? What's going on?
It's the want to factor. Is how many guys want to do it? You know, I say this: knowledge builds confidence. Confidence makes you play fast, and when you play fast, you kick ass. So those are some of the things that I learned early in my college days, and especially when I got into the pros, was that Don Blasting game taught me the nuances on how to dissect, analyze pitchers, capitalize off their mistakes. So going into that ball game, I knew when Jim DeShays, Bruce Hurst, Zane Smith, Frank Viola, Fernando Valenzuela, I knew when they came set, and I'm talking about left-handers, when they was going home versus going to plate. So imagine if you was a hitter and you knew a fastball was coming versus off-speed pitch. You know how confident you was. You know, so I tell all these young kids that all the confidence you have coming out of high school when you was in Little League, now the same confidence, I need that same confidence once I get on base. You know, so but the thing is that guys come out of these club balls and travel teams. Base running is not emphasized. Base stealing is not emphasized. There's more emphasis put on the launch angle and exit velocity, how you play defense and hit home runs. But, you know, I'm the how-to coach. You know, if you come to me and want to know how to steal bases, I can teach you how to separate and gain distance on the first step. I can teach you how to read pitches and analyze off their mistakes. I can teach you how to get that big, aggressive, secondary, primary lead to force that pitcher to have that same body language every time. Because when there's a guy that's a base stealer that's a threat, it takes so much pressure. It puts so much pressure on that pitcher because now he squeezes the ball. He don't throw the good sinkers and sliders, you know, that are necessary to be consistent enough. But you have to have that body language and consistency for that guy that want to get out there and compete. It's about competing day in and day out. And all the guys you think back, that was great base stealers. You look at Ricky Henderson, Tim Raines, Lou Brock, Jackie Robinson, myself, Willie McGee, we was all football players. So you had those instincts. You didn't want to get hit on the football field. You was a Tony Gwynn, you know. He was a great basketball player. So he had the instincts, and he was focused. You know, he was daring. He was adventurous. He was anticipation. You know, so those are the things that you need to have that consistency as a great base stealer.
Now, why not bring you in to a Major League Baseball team as a coach or a manager right now, and you work with four or five guys in the big leagues, and those teams that aren't willing to go out there and spend the money on exit velo and spend the money on launch angle and roll out three or four guys that can just run like the wind, like Kansas City promised us last year, but I don't know. I mean, they ran a couple of guys there, Mondesi and Merrifield. But why not? Why not bring in Vince Coleman to make that happen? And in our fantasy world, we'd know right away. They bring you in, we know where we're getting our steals.
Well, I'm available. I'm definitely available. I mean, you know, but you got to have that guy that multiple talented kid that wants to go out every day, day in and day out. You know, you don't have to be fast to be a great base runner. You got to be smart, alert, focused, and concentration and anticipation, as I said earlier. Guys that go from first to third, go when balls in the dirt, score from second on base hit, win more championships. A guy that steals bases put that extra dimension into the offense that a lot of teams doesn't possess right now because you don't have that gritty, that hungry, that guy wanting to take it to the next level, to take that risk and chances. I think this day and age, the teams are being made up with it. They don't really weigh too much on the base stealing standpoint to say that that's going to manufacture runs. It's more of the wins above replacements. When you make outs on bases, it's a discredit to your offense now. We don't want to take that risk. So you need to have an organization that is willing to take that risk, knowing that it's going to surpass the outcome of saying that it's a lot of reward at the end of the day of the rainbow. I was just blessed and fortunate to be in an era and blessed with the St. Louis Cardinals and being blessed with Whitey Herzog that built this team around speed. And I think that was God always had a plan, always had his hands in my plans and always put me in the right place at the right time. And if it hadn't been for Whitey Herzog having patience with me, being as a young kid, egotistical kid, being this mischievous kid, you know, that willing to go out there and set the tone and the table. And I think I was an inspiration to a lot of my teammates because they saw no fear in me. And Willie McGee was a guy that kind of saw me day in and day out, knowing that I could push the envelope with him. Then you had Ozzie and you had Tommy Hurd, you had Terry Pendleton, you know, the list go on and on. So it was no accident that we went out in 19. 19- 1985 and stole 350 bases, and because we had a chemistry, you know, that we had a game plan. We came in every day. We dissected the pitcher. We knew what teams we could run on versus we couldn't run on, because if a guy started slide-stepping, we always had the body language as though we was going to run, but yet and still, if we knew that we was going to be, we can defuse the slide-step, because now the catcher's back there putting the one down, and now Willie McGee hit 350, Ozzie became a 300 hitter because he's getting a lot more fastballs, and so Tommy Herr hit 300 with 118 RBIs with 8 home runs, you know. So Jack Clark was our only power hitter. He didn't need no help, you know. He could hit anything out of the ballpark, to right, to left field. So we just had a whole chemistry of how we manufactured runs. But the biggest thing, you had that catalyst at the top of the lineup by setting the tone by that base stealing threat.
We're here with Vince Coleman, one of the best base stealers in Major League Baseball history, Rookie of the Year. How do you see the game now, Vince, when you look around? And I know that you're here at the winter meetings, and the game is certainly changing a lot. The money is getting a lot bigger, you know, certainly for some of these players, man, too. And, boy, you, what would they have paid you now?
I was born too soon. And to see Strasburg go out and sign a $240 million contract, wow, if I'd have had 1 year when they was – stole 100 bases, and I did it 3 years in a row. Man, wow, I could have demanded the market. It's just a different era doing day and time. I mean, you know, the game is more based on, you know, pitching and defense and power hitting, you know. So it's not based around speed this day and age. So to me, the game is pretty boring. It's not as exciting. It's not as electric. You know, how many guys that I would pay to go see a game? You know, I see Mike Trout. You know, Mike Trout is a complete ball player, you know. The best player I seen that with my own eyes was Barry Bonds. I mean, you know, he could completely do everything, you know, hit home runs, steal bases. So those are the type of excitements that I like to see, that when I come to a ball game, do we see that on a consistent basis at every team? Because back in the day, every team had a catalyst at their lineup. You know, you had Otis Nixon, you had Kenny Lofton, you had Vince Coleman, you had Tim Raines, you had Ricky Henderson, you know, so you had someone at that team that was exciting, that gonna jump start. You knew that if they got on base, they was going to attempt to steal a base. And that's what makes it much more fun, appealing to the fans.
I wonder if that can change. I wonder if the game could get back to that with a couple of guys who could do it. The game today, I don't know if you watch them, but like Trey Turner on the Washington Nationals is someone that potentially could steal a lot of bases. Mondesi in Kansas City is another one. Do you think that this trend just kind of continues, Vince, where the analytics are heavily involved? Which, hey, look, for the right reasons, Houston, the Cubs, and the Dodgers, analytical-based teams, have won a lot. Do you see anything changing anytime soon, or are we just safe saying 100 steals for Vince Coleman? We ain't going to see that ever again.
Well, I love when someone is challenging and breaking my record, then my name is in the paper. You know, I love that. But someone asked the question, how come there's a lack of minorities in the game of baseball right now? And then I say, well, if you go back to all the major cities of Chicago and St. Louis or Jacksonville, Florida, where I grew up at, or you go over to St. Louis and you go into the Boys and Girls Club or the YMCAs, and you see baseball is not even an option there. They're not even being offered there. And you go to the parks where we all grew up at, it's not even baseball oriented, but they are from football, they are from basketball right now. So they're looking at it at that young age, is that, you know, this is instant success. You know, you go straight to the pros. They don't have time to say, okay, go into the minor league. Now, Major League Baseball has come in and brought these youth academies, and they're being all inserted into Kansas City and Memphis and L.A. and Houston, which are good, but they're controlled by the club teams. And the club teams are being these travel balls. And, you know, for the minorities, they can't really afford to go and pay $5,000 to $10,000 a year to travel around. So it's not fortunate, but for the minorities, you know, that's where the, I wouldn't say the better athletes, but the more skill set guys, that when you see that Ricky Henderson, Tim Raines, Willie Wilson, Otis Nixon, and you know, those guys of that era going straight to the football field are playing wide receiver. I would love to see a lot of skill set guys that go to college and play multiple sports, and then let that make their choice, because we all played baseball as kids. You know, since you was 9, 10 years old, these guys don't get that opportunity to play at that level. So now you see the majority of them going straight into football, and well, it's basketball, and being omitted to play baseball at their young age. So it's a burning desire that we had ever since we was, you know, 10 years old, that kind of like, and that's why I choose Florida A&M. to go play there because they were the school that allowed me to play both sports in college. You know, so I continued that, had that fire, that desire when I left college that I just need to play more consistently, and I didn't get drafted into the 10th round, which I was kind of upset because they say my skill that playing against my competition was against guys from Stanford or USC or Notre Dame, but I played with a chip on my shoulder. I was destined to prove you wrong, that I'm just as good as those guys, and I'm going to prove you wrong.
Well, you did it, and the band does it every year.
Yeah, I
went to University of Florida, so I live in Hollywood. I see you in Jupiter when you go to the Roger Dean.
Right.
Okay, so let's end with this. Make that fantasy football decision for me this week.
Okay.
Tom Brady against the Bengals, or I got to go with Winston against the Lions this week. Well, make that. Vince Coleman's making a fantasy decision with me.
Well, Tom Brady, you can never go against Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady's history speaks for itself. But for the last two or three weeks, I've been watching them. The offense is not clicking. You know, he don't have that separated, that guy on that wide receiver spot that it can separate and gain distance, that he can go deep, you know, a long ball. Only guy he has right now is Edelman, where he can get open, you know, from time to time, give him 5 and 10 yards. But he need Gronk, Gronkowski out there, man. Gronk need to come back. So if I got the pick right now, you know, Winston has a lot, tons of interceptions, but he go 400 yards every week. So if you're a fantasy league guy, I got to go with the guy that's going to give me 400 yards right now. So I got to go with Jameis Winston.
Right.
And he's a Florida boy. You know, it's Florida State.
Florida State, but I'm a Gator. I don't like that. All right, there it is. Vince Coleman with us, and we'll be right back.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that becomes part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use Staple 20 at checkout.